Windows or doors sticking? Cracks in your drywall or brickwork? These can be signs of a structural foundation problem. PermaSeal can help with that. Free inspections, transferable warranties, financing, and peace of mind. PermaSeal, 800-421-7325 or permaseal.net.
A Chicagoan with a big heart. How are you today, Curtis?
I am doing well. We got our first snow of the year, so I'm not mad at all.
Yeah, so you're still living in this area?
This is it. This is home for me. So many people are like, aren't you going to go somewhere warm? I was like, look, you know, Chicago's home, friends, family, all that good stuff. And I don't mind the cold. Now, I did hear you talking about the Bears. I will not go sit at a Bears game at this time of the year. That is the one place I will not do it. I'm going to go watch it at home on TV.
Were you glued to the World Series since late in your career you played for both teams?
Yeah, I always try to keep up with it just to see what's going on. I turn into a fan both once my season was over as a player, and then even here in the off, you know, now that I'm retired, and the fact that I played for both the Dodgers and the Blue Jays, I was like, all right, just keep it exciting, keep it going, and sure enough, it delivered. Seven games, back and forth, extra innings. You couldn't have asked for anything else. I thought it was great, and a lot of people viewed in to see it, not only here in the U.S., but around the world, which was great.
Yeah, I thought it was great, too. And those are two teams that I wouldn't normally watch, but it was a great World Series. I think what you do to help people who are suffering from hunger or food insecurity is absolutely amazing, Curtis. Tell us about the Curtis Granderson Foundation.
So Curtis Granderson Foundation started in 2007 when I was playing with the Detroit Tigers. My mom and dad were CPS teachers here in the Chicagoland area. My sister currently teaches at the university level at Jackson State. And then I was one of a handful of major league ball players with a college degree. So we started the initiative around education and getting kids active with baseball and sport. But we also realized that you can't do any of that stuff if you don't have a meal. And over 12 years ago, we started our food insecurity initiative called Grand Giving, and we partner with Mariano's. Over $1.4 million we've been able to raise at the register. So if you're shopping at a Mariano's this month of November, you can donate a dollar, $5, $10 at the register to help fight food insecurity, with those proceeds going to the Greater Chicago Food Depository and the Northern Illinois Food Bank. And if you don't have a Mariano's by you, you can go to our website, grandgiving.org. That's grandgiving.org, and you can donate there.
So your mom and dad, you know, did fine, raised great kids. Where did you develop the empathy for people who suffered from food insecurity or who came to school hungry every day?
I think it was that last part that you mentioned, that coming to school hungry. And as a kid, I didn't realize that what my parents had been doing was a form of giving back. I just thought that's what you did. So if I had clothes I had outgrown, they would take them to school and bring them to someone else that might be able to utilize them. They'd always bring a plate, always invite you in. And then I always remember my mom talking about if a certain student was absent on Thursday or Friday, she knew they would be in school on Monday. I was like, how did you know that they would be in school on Monday? She goes, because we have the only breakfast and hot lunch that kid's going to have for the next couple days. So that's going to bring them back to school. Now, as a kid, I didn't think much of it, but now looking back on it going, wow, their only meal is coming because of the hot lunch and the hot breakfast they're getting at school. It's difficult to function throughout the day when you skip breakfast, but imagine skipping all your meals, not only for one day, but multiple days. And that's where that empathy came from. It's like, we want to do so many different things, but you got to feed the system, got to put gasoline in the car in order to go. And I definitely want to make sure that people have the ability to get food whenever they want to get it.
Curtis Granderson is with us, all-star Major League Baseball, creator of the Curtis Granderson Foundation. Hey, say hello to Kevin Powell. He's our sports anchor, and he's like, of course you get Curtis Granderson on this radio station.
Curtis, it's great
What's going on, Kevin?
How you doing, man? It's great to talk to you. I wasn't sure what route I wanted to go with you. I wanted to talk some baseball, though, because you talked about the World Series. I just think as a whole, the game is in such a great spot with players like Shohei and everybody was glued to the World Series this year. There have been some rule changes in recent seasons. I guess maybe can you expand on that a little bit? You're a baseball lifer. I'm sure you have to feel good about the state of the game right now, because I think some of the changes made over the past couple of years have been fantastic for baseball.
I definitely do. I agree with you. I think change is a good thing. I know sometimes there can be some resistance, especially in a game like baseball that's such a traditional, long-lasting game. But I do think you have to have the ability to blend the old with the new, and we've got a chance to see that right now. I think the biggest thing, the game has gotten quicker. You know, you're not out there 3+4 hours long, and I know a lot of people say, well, you know, I look forward to that. I got a chance to drink my beer and eat my food and do all that stuff. Well, you can still do that in 2.5 hours or 2 hours and 45 minutes and do it before the game and also do it after the game if you want to stick around. But I think the action, the quickness of just how things flow and move, youth participation is up, viewership is up, the game is more international than ever, and even here in Chicago, through my foundation, we try to provide opportunities at UIC to get kids playing baseball and softball year-round. Even on a day like today where it's nice and snowy and cold out, they can get a chance to get inside at UIC because we're one of the only indoor facilities that offers up the space for free to some of our community partners here in the Chicagoland area. So if you want to play it, just continue to have the opportunity to do so. And as a kid, I always wanted to emulate the superstars I saw. So after watching this World Series game, I hope there's a bunch of kids out there trying to make that game-ending double play like Mookie Betts made to win the World Series for the Dodgers.
Hey, Curtis, it's Steve in the newsroom. Thank you for the work you do. I said the same thing when I met you a year or so ago. But since you're here, we got to give a shout-out to Chris Winston, too. You know, Chris got his start as an intern here at WGN Radio.
Chris has been absolutely amazing. He serves as our executive director for one of our programs underneath the Curtis Granderson Foundation, the Chicago Baseball and Educational Academy, and that's the organization that has these kids practicing and playing baseball and softball year-round. And one of our most exciting things we have going on, we partner with MLB Umps Care to get kids opportunities to get trained to become umpires. And that's the one position on the field where the fans aren't the most happy to see, but it's been amazing to see how many kids are interested in that position. They can start getting trained. They can start working that summer, and they can start making some good money while doing so and realize that there's opportunities for them throughout the game. So Chris Winston has been great. He's coming up on about 2 years working with our organization, so a big shout out to him.
Hey, Curtis, over the weekend, my husband made me watch the History Channel for 3 hours. It was a history documentary on Roberto Clemente. You won an award in his name. My husband says that's his favorite player of all time. Do you have a favorite player? Is there somebody that you looked up to as a kid that you said, that'll always be my guy?
So Ken Griffey Jr. was the one for me, and I have his poster up on my parents' wall still to this day. So that's the reason why I swung a black baseball bat. That was because of Ken Griffey Jr. But to have won that Roberto Clemente Award was awesome. I mean, he did so many amazing things and unfortunately was taken away from us in the line of trying to serve. And not only to his country, but where he saw there was need, he was unfortunately taken away from us due to a crash on his way to help out those that needed some help. And my last year playing professional baseball at the major league level, I wore number 21 with the Miami Marlins as a way to say thank you to Roberto Clemente. And out of all the trophies and awards I have, my parents still have a bunch of them, but that Roberto Clemente one, that's the one that I won. I said, Mom and Dad, you can keep my track ribbon when I finish eighth place, but I got to hold on to the Roberto Clemente trophy.
I love that. Well, you have a heart that is made out of the same stuff. You help people. And so at Mariano's, if you are checking out, round up, give them money. You'll have a chance to give, what, $1, $5, $10 right there when you check out to benefit people in this community who are hungry. And tell people where they can go online and make a donation right now, Curtis.
Yep, if you can't make it to Mariano's, that's grandgiving.org. Again, that's grandgiving.org. Your proceeds will go there to help these food depositories and food banks to try to provide meals for those in need. Again, that's grandgiving.org.
I'll do it right now. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. You all stay warm out there.